To convict, reasonable doubt must be absent. Jurors must understand reasonable doubt fully. Any reasonable doubt should lead to acquittal. Evaluating reasonable doubt involves assessing all evidence. The concept of reasonable doubt protects the innocent. If reasonable doubt remains, it necessitates a not guilty verdict. Analyzing evidence requires focusing on reasonable doubt. A not guilty verdict is necessary with reasonable doubt. Every piece of evidence is weighed against reasonable doubt. Convictions occur only when reasonable doubt is not present. Jurors must consider reasonable doubt during deliberations. The guilty verdict requires no reasonable doubt. When reasonable doubt exists, the verdict must be not guilty. The threshold of reasonable doubt ensures justice.